Dr. Chantal Whitten is a vet at Byron Bay Wildlife Hospital. They're one of the community organisations that has received a $10,000 grant from CommBank Flood Relief Fund following the floods earlier this year. Here we chat about the work they're doing, the impact of the floods on the organisation, and exactly what they'll be using this grant to do. Chantal, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me, Eliza.
Lots of people listening today will know lots about wildlife hospitals and what they do, but some people will know very little. So can you tell us a little bit about what a wildlife hospital does?
Yeah, sure, Eliza. A wildlife hospital is basically a veterinary hospital that only sees wildlife. So we don't see any domestic animals or livestock. We're here to treat wildlife after they've been in traumatic accidents or perhaps if there's a disease process going on in the wild. And we provide a free of charge service to wildlife carers and members of the public to look at wildlife.
Great. And you're located in the Northern Rivers region, which is incredibly biodiverse. What's been the impact of the floods on the wildlife?
Yeah, it's really interesting. What we saw was a completely different presentation of animals over the course of the floods. Initially, the impact was we didn't see anything, and then slowly we started to see as the floodwaters receded, animals that turned up in places that they normally shouldn't be. So freshwater turtles turning up in the ocean or on beaches, bearded dragons turning up on beaches. We had quite a run of larger birds that were coming in with multiple fractures. So whether they had been hit by cars or thrown around in the storms, and also more strandings of turtles and hatchlings over that period of time.
How interesting. And most of your staff also live in the region and have also been really affected by these floods. How have you managed to keep on going?
Well, this is a passion of ours. We're responsible for these animals. There were times when we had to find a different way to get to work. And there was a day during the second round of floods where I actually had to come into work, treat the animals, pack them all up in my car, take them home before I had the possibility of not being able to get home and get home to my family. So I had a night with the animals at home until the floodwaters receded. And this is just what we do.
That's right. And so tell us, how will you use this grant from CommBank to help your work?
This grant is something that is going to help keep us going. We will be able to replenish some of our pharmacy supplies. We'll be able to pay for pathology tests that, you know, were increased during that period of time for animals. It's a game changer. And, you know, even being able to make sure that the next time this happens, we might have a little bit more equipment. For instance, things like heat mats for reptiles when they come in, you know, we might be able to buy another intensive care unit. All those things are incredibly invaluable to us and, an important part of the work that we do.
It's important to mention here that everything produced by this organisation is funded by donations from the public, including individuals and small businesses and some private funds, including this CBA grant. If there's any listeners out there who are so impressed with the work that you do, how can they get involved?
You can go to our website, make a donation, you know, and other things that you can do are plant native trees in your garden. You can be mindful when you're driving at night in areas that you know some of our native species inhabit, and just be aware that a lot of our animals are active in the nighttime or in the late afternoon, and that's when accidents will happen. So drop your speed.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Just before we go, you worked as a zookeeper at Taronga Zoo. You've been a vet for over 20 years. You've seen all the animals in your time. Do you have a favourite?
I've got a top three, and they're an equal top three because I've worked in zoos prior to being here at Byron Bay Wildlife Hospital. So my top three are white rhino, western lowland gorilla, and koala.
That's a fabulous three. Very hard to know how you'd pick one of those three. Dr. Chantal Whitten, thank you so much for your time.
That's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.